AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. After days of negotiations in Egypt, Israel and Hamas have agreed on the first phase of President Trump's peace plan. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey may take part in a task force overseeing the ceasefire plan, but did not provide any further details. AP correspondent Sam Mednick was in downtown Tel Aviv in Hostages Square as Israelis celebrated news of the agreement in the early hours of the morning.
Now, what we know is that 20 of the living hostages will be released in the coming days. The bodies of the others will also be released after that. Israel's cabinet is expected to vote, and after that we're going to have a more clear timeline as to what happens next. But there are still a lot of uncertainties about this deal. It's unclear if Hamas will disarm, a key Israeli demand. It's also unclear who will govern Gaza the day after.
Meanwhile, in central Gaza, a man in Deir al-Balah can be heard shouting takbir, calling on people to say God is the greatest, as children in the street responded. A federal judge will hear arguments today over Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Illinois. And the government shutdown is entering its ninth day. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a plan to furlough IRS workers.
The IRS will furlough nearly half of its workforce as part of a new contingency plan following the failure of the Trump administration and Congress to reach a funding agreement, leading to a second week of a government shutdown. The IRS says that most of its operations are currently closed. The IRS initially planned to stay open using funds from the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, but now only about half of the IRS's 75,000 employees will remain working. Last week, President Donald Trump said around 750 federal workers nationwide were expected to be furloughed, with some potentially fired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Blue Jays are headed to the American League Championship Series for the first time in 9 years after eliminating the Yankees with a 5-2 Game 4 ALDS win. Nathan Lucas had a key two-run single in the seventh for Toronto manager John Schneider's team. The Tigers forced a winner-take-all Game 5 in their AL Division Series against the Mariners with a 9-3 win. In the NLDS, Kyle Schwarber homered twice and the Phillies avoided a sweep by the Dodgers with an 8-2 Game 3 win. The Cubs also avoided a sweep with a 4-3 win over the Brewers. And Asia Wilson's last-second fadeaway gave the Aces a 90-88 win and a 3-0 WNBA final series lead over the Mercury.
In that moment, if a coach has to tell me what to do, I'm not doing my job.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.